Eitan Ross requested that we talk about whether a Megillah is Muktzah on Shabbos. Now, this is very Nogel Lemaisa this year, because Purim falls out on Sunday this year, so a lot of people are going to be getting their Megillahs ready, so we have an issue of Hachana in the first place, to get your Megillah ready on Shabbos, but maybe you just want to be Chazring, you want to go over the Megillah, you want to read the Megillah, you want to prepare reading a little bit, so you let it actually take out, certainly a Chumash that has Megillah printed in it, so that's a mitzvah to learn, and it's wonderful. What about the Megillah itself? Is a Megillah any form of Muktzah? In general, our Sifrei Kodesh Muktzah. There's a Gemara Maseches Gittin that says that if not for the fact that we have to read a Haftorah, the Sifrei Nevi'im would be Muktzah on Shabbos, that it would be some sort of Isser Muktzah. We don't have to read Megillah on Shabbos. In fact, it's us. The Gemara says that it's a Gezeirah D'Rabbanan, that we don't read Megillah on Shabbos. Even if you're Dalet Adar, were to fall on Shabbos, we wouldn't read Megillah on Shabbos. So maybe that would mean a Megillah is Muktzah. The Shulchan Aruch and Simon Shin Ches Si'if Dalet writes, Kli shemalachta laheter, mutu l'taltala afinu eino elo l'tzorecha kli, shema yishbar yignav, that if you have a kli shemalachta laheter, you have a kli that you use for normal mutter things, like a fork, a knife, a plate, anything like that, you're allowed to be metaltal, even if it's not l'tzorecha kli, you're stam allowed to be metaltal it. Aval shalo l'tzorech klal asu l'taltala, but if it has no tzorech whatsoever, there's no need whatsoever in being metaltal, so then you're not allowed to be metaltal. That happens to be an interesting halacha, a good discussion for a different time. Are you allowed to like fiddle with your fork, just like as a nervous habit? Is that called shalol l'tzarech klal, or it helps calm you down when you're fiddling with your fork? Okay, but then the Shulchan Aruch goes on to say, kisve hakodesh va'ochlin mutu l'taltalem afilu shalol l'tzarech klal. Kisve hakodesh, you're allowed to be metaltel even when there's no tzorech whatsoever. So in that way, kisve hakodesh, we're even more makel than we are with a fork, with a knife, with a kli shemalachto leheter. The Rama adds, "Utfilin ain l'taltum kiim l'tzorech," but tefillin maybe is different. We should only be metaltal tefillin l'tzorech. Okay, so if we just pick up on what the Shulchan Aruch says, it seems very clear. Kisvei HaKodesh are totally fine. There's not going to be a problem with Kisvei HaKodesh. Says the Shari Tshuva on the spot, Simin Shin Ches, Sif Katan Tes, Ayin Berheite V'Kosve Be'el Yerabba, the Megillah Nira Shadina Ki Kisvei HaKodesh. A Megillah is just like Kisvei HaKodesh, which would mean Mutter. Then he says, however, Ayin the Kaman, Simin Tafresh Pei Ches, Kosav HaPri Chadosh, Sha'asu L'Taltalo, Ve'eviu Berheitev Shan, that the Pri Chadosh has a Chumrah, that one is not allowed to be metaltal the Megillah on Shabbos. And Mishra Brura points out that when we say Kisvei HaKodesh Mutal L'Taltal, it means all Kisvei HaKodesh, but he points out, look in the Shari Tshuva about Megillah, U'Pri Megadim Etzadid Kel Yerabba De Megillah Nami B'chal Zeh. He says, but the Pri Megadim sounds like, he holds like the El Yerabba, against the Pri Chadosh, that a Megillah is Mutter, that there's no problem with a Megillah. But you do have this Shita of the Pri Chadosh, that a Megillah is going to be problematic. Says the Mishnah Brura in Simon Tafresh Peiches in Hilchos Purim Sif Katan Yud Ches, that Pri Chadosh is asked to be metalta Megillah B'Shabbos Me'achshin Kornbo Aval Kama Achronim Cholknol V'Matirin. So again, Mishnah Brura quotes the Pri Chadosh. Pri Chadosh, even though it sounds like a Das Yachid, apparently merits a mention that there is such a Shita that Megillah is Muktzah, but he points out that the large majority of Achronim are Cholik on the Pri Chadosh in this Inyan. Chai Adam in Klal Kuf Nun Hei, Si'if Yud, writes, when he talks about Megillah on Shabbos, so he says, we don't read Megillah on Shabbos, and even in places that are Mukav Choma, that read on Tezvav, if Tezvav falls on Shabbos, we're Makdimin Likros Be'erev Shabbos, we would read the day before on Yud Dalid, because Chazal, you can never read later than Tezvav, it's the first mission of Megillah, they can never go later than Tezvav, so if Tezvav falls on Shabbos, they wouldn't read Sunday, they would read Friday, because Chazal made a Gezerah, they realized that everyone's Chayiv in Kriyas and Megillah, but not everyone knows how to do it, so we were afraid that you're going to carry the Megillah Dalet Amos and Rosh Hashanah to go to a Baki to learn how to read Megillah. But says the Chai Adam, Lufisha Asur Likros Babosa Shabbos, Lachain Asur Gam Letaltalosa. Since it's Asur to read the Megillah that Shabbos, it's also Asur to be Metaltal the Megillah, meaning it becomes Muktza. Aval Keshechal Yud Gimel B'Shabbos Mutzal Letaltal the Megillah. But if Yud Gimel Adar is on Shabbos, then you're allowed to be metaltal the Megillah. The Mishnah Shabbos Zeh, Mishar Shabbos Sos Hashanah. Because in general, Kisvei HaKodesh HaMutter. What do you see from the Chai Adam? Chai Adam understands that maybe it's not really a machlokas whether Megillah is Muktzah or not. The issue is, which Shabbos are we talking about? On a regular Shabbos, Megillah is definitely not Muktzah. But on a Shabbos where Chazal made a specific Gezerah not to lay in the Megillah, that makes the Megillah Muktzah for that Shabbos. What's the Shabbos Chazal made a specific Gezerah not to lay in the Megillah? Specifically when Purim is on Shabbos. If Yud Dalet Adar were to fall on Shabbos, or in an Ir Mukav Choma, if Tezvav Adar were to fall on Shabbos, that would be a Shabbos where there's a specific Gezerah not to read the Megillah, and that's where it's going to be Aser to be even be Metaltel the Megillah. But when Yud Gimel Adar falls on Shabbos like it does this year, so it's not at all an issue of there was no Gezerah of Chazal not to read a Megillah on that day because it's not Purim at all, so then you're allowed to be Metaltel the Megillah. So that's what the Chayyadim says. Because why should it be any different than any other Shabbos of the year? One could have argued that there is good reason why it should be different. The first Mishnah Maseches Megillah says that one could be Yotzei the Megillah as early as Yud Aleph Adar. One might have argued that as long as you're within range of the time where one could be Yotzei the Megillah, it would be considered to be included in the Gzeira and therefore Asa L'Taltel. But he says that's not so. Not only when it's Yud Aleph Adar, and then when Shabbos falls Yud Aleph Adar, that's when it's going to be Asa to be Metaltel. However, he says, even for us, with this year, where Yud Gimel Adar falls on Shabbos, Ein Nachol Nahavia Megillah LeBeis HaKnesses, Hafil Makam Sharvu, Demikal Makam Mechen Mishabbos L'Chol. He says, but you still can't bring your Megillah to Shul, Mincha time. Let's say you're going to, they'll lay in the Megillah right after Shabbos, right after Maariv on Motzai Shabbos. They're not going to have any break for anyone to go home or anything, so it's going to be right away. So you want to bring your Megillah to Shul with you, and you forgot to bring it on Erev Shabbos. So can you bring it on Shabbos? It's not Muksa, we just said it's not Muksa, so can you bring it on Shabbos? So he says, no, it is a violation of Hachana, because it's very clearly preparing the Megillah for after Shabbos. One could make an argument, yeah, it's a violation of Hachana if you don't use it until after Shabbos, but let's say you look over the Megillah a little bit between Mincha Mariv or before Mincha, you learn from the Megillah a little bit, so it's not Muktzah, you're allowed to learn from the Megillah, it's not Purim, there's no Gezerah against it, so one could argue that that would take away the issue of Hachana. Kitzur Shulchan Aruch and Simkuf Mem Alef Sif Yud Zayin also writes that B'Shabbos Mutarim L'Taltel Sa Megillah, and Shabbos you're allowed to, Megillah is not Muktzah, but Imchal Purim B'Yom Alef Ein Lahavi B'Shabbos as a Megillah B'Yis HaKnesses, even if there's an Erev, because again, Kitzur Shulchan Aruch agrees with Chayi Adam, we still have this problem of Hachana, even if there's no problem of Muktzah. Aruch HaShulchan in Simshon Ches Se'if Yud Zayin writes Megillas Esther is not Muktzah, even though you don't read it on Shabbos when Purim falls on Shabbos, because it's Kisvei HaKodesh V'yesh Misha Oser V'nir Yoser L'Heter, meaning the Aruch HaShulchan is mitzade to say that even when Purim does fall on Shabbos, the Megillah is not Muktzah. Megillah is not Muktzah at all. We don't have to worry about it at all. And again, there are Achronim. The Sefer Shabbos Shalmi writes that there's no machlokas between the Pri Chadash and Eliyahu Rabbah at all, and they're just talking about different Shabbosos. When Purim falls on Shabbos, that's when it's Muktzah. Otherwise, it's not Muktzah. So basically, there are two approaches. Approach number one is that a Megillah is not Muktzah at all. We simply don't paskin like the Pri Chadash, and the Megillah is therefore not Muktzah at all. You're allowed to be metaltel Megillah. You still have to be careful about Hachana issues, but you're allowed to be metaltel Megillah. Approach number two is Pri Chadash may be right when Purim falls on Shabbos, but other than that, when Purim doesn't fall on Shabbos, then it's not Muktzah. So the second approach is that Megillah can be Muktzah if it happens to be Purim. If it's not Purim, then the Megillah is not Muktzah. So halacha l'maisa this year, you're allowed to use your Megillah on Shabbos, allowed to open your Megillah on Shabbos, allowed to read from your Megillah on Shabbos, should not bring it to shul because of a concern for the violation of Hachana, although one could argue that if you're going to use it in shul before Shabbos is over, and you're going to learn from it in Shabbos and prepare for Purim by reading the Megillah on Shabbos, one could argue that that would solve the Hachana problem. Yeah.
So why don't we apply that? You're bringing your thing, your